This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Stephen Gates, who is the organizer and curator of the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival. And Stephen, we've come.
Here we are talking about the last concert of the summer.
It's hard to believe.
It is. Although a lot of work for all of us who do this, it at the same time goes fast.
It's harder, I guess, for me to believe who hasn't put the festival together. Cilla Boyle-Smith will be the site for the sixth and final concert.
Yep. And by now, most of the people who are playing on this program are well known to our audience. We're playing a program that, in particular, I'm going to go a little bit backwards here, features, we're closing with a Brahms piano quartet, which means piano, violin, viola, and cello. And we've done this somewhat by chance rather than design. The first two summers, we also closed the festival with a Brahms piano quartet. And he wrote a total of three.
Uh-oh.
So this is it for that. And so maybe next summer either we'll start over or have to do something differently. But as are the other two that we've done, it's just a wonderful piece, very exciting and beautiful, and just what you'd expect from Brahms chamber music.
You say it's more by chance than design. You knew you wanted to do this Brahms piece?
And I knew the first summer in particular, I really wanted to do the one we did at the end of the first summer. And then last summer we thought, well, hey, let's do one of the other two. And we chose the one we did last summer, and this is the only one left, which is, and they're all terrific. I mean, the first one, the main reason I wanted to do it was I had not played it before. This, the one last summer I had played, and this one I've played some of. I don't think I ever have performed this, though.
Oh, okay.
So it should be fun.
You'll end with Brahms. You'll begin with Mozart.
Begin with Mozart. Good chamber music buddies, you know, mm-hmm. Mozart and Brahms. In this case, it's a Mozart string quartet, two violins, viola, cello. And actually, it's the second Mozart string quartet we've done this summer. And again, not so much by design, but by the way we were able to get people to come and participate in the festival. And we had, we knew we had the people here, and it's a piece that Eugene and I had wanted to do even earlier in the year, but hadn't gotten to it. And so we're going to start the program with that. And we have a guest violinist who will be back for the second week to play the first violin part, and Eugene is playing second, and Jesse Collette, whom I meant to talk about a little bit last week when we spoke, is playing viola, and he had a late school year. He teaches public schools up in Rogers or Bentonville,
I believe.
Bentonville, yeah. Thank you. And so his late school year made it difficult for him to participate too soon, but he's finishing up the festival with us, and it's nice to have him back too.
UA grad, Jesse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, both undergraduate and graduate degrees from us. Yeah, and a very good violist and a nice guy to work with. And that, you know, when you have to rehearse so much in a relatively short amount of time, it's really important to have people who get along, let's say, compatible.
So for Mozart, two violins, viola, and cello, it's the same instrument lineup for the Stravinsky. That'll be second.
That's right. And the Stravinsky is just a little piece that I have known about but never played. And actually, it was Eugene's suggestion that we do this piece. It's three, as its title is, three pieces. They're really very short pieces, very much like, if they had been in the 19th century, we would have called them sort of character pieces. They're sort of folk-inspired, and they do some sort of funky things with rhythm that one might expect of Stravinsky, but at the same time, for people who cringe at the name Stravinsky, this isn't that way at all. they're sort of fascinating pieces, and as I have said about some other compositions, they don't wear out their welcome. They're short, they get to the point, and you know, just as you're sort of saying, well, okay, I see what he's up to here, it's time to end and go on to the next one. So I think the three of them might take 10 minutes or less put together. So
When a non-musician hears a cellist say, oh, I was familiar or had heard of this Stravinsky piece, but had never played it,
right,
I think we kind of scratch our heads and go, what do you mean when you were familiar or had heard of a Stravinsky piece?
Well, I have owned, I'm showing my age here, an LP of these pieces along with some other things that I bought, I believe, when I was back in college. And so I had this recording that I had not listened to much. And I remember, because Stravinsky, one of the kind of interesting things about him is that he didn't write in a lot of really traditional, for a lot of traditional musical groups, for in traditional genres. And so the string quartet was really popular in a way amongst early 20th century composers, Bartok and Schoenberg notably. And I was thinking to myself way back, well, didn't Stravinsky write anything for string quartet? And that's how I sort of came upon this. And this is not what anyone, including Stravinsky, I'm sure, would consider a major work. It almost sounds as if he was just thinking one day, or maybe he had been to a string quartet concert and he thought, you know, it might be fun to write for that group. So he just sort of, it feels like he just, although carefully notated as it always is with Stravinsky, just sort of jotted down some ideas.
So it's kind of, Faulkner, of course, wrote novels, but he also wrote short stories. So this is kind of a Stravinsky short story.
Kind of. I think that's a good analogy. I think that's very true here.
Mozart, Stravinsky, and then
Brahms
to end the summer.
Yep.
And when do you start thinking about 2012?
Well, certainly by our winter break. I mean, certainly by January, we start talking about what we'd like to do and whom we'd like to invite. And we start talking to people, in particular, you know, local people, what their summer schedules are going to be like. You know, are they... Have we had already 10 snow days and things things like that? That are, and we find out when the Walmart meeting is, so we can move to an off-campus site for that concert. And so start trying to make sure we have our venues pinned down. And then the real fun part, of course, is planning the programs and getting people together and saying, you know, wouldn't you like to do this? And gee, wouldn't this be fun, kind of thing.
So July will begin the day after. Academic year for you doesn't start for 6 or 7 weeks. What's the relationship you have with your cello during this sort of summer break for you? Will you be with it every day?
I probably won't, honestly. I will practice some, especially as we get near the beginning of school, because I'm hoping to do some more chamber music concerts once we get into the school year. But I think I have a lot of yard work lined up for myself. And so I may do some yard work for a bit and then try to get my fingers moving again on the cello.
Well, best of luck with everything that the summer holds. It's at Syllable Will Smith. It's Thursday night at 7:30. It is
June
30th. There is cake at the end.
There is. Right. And it'll be fun.
Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you so much, as ever.
And we'll talk to you during the fall.
I hope so.
Okay.
That'll be a